researchers say more than half the ice locked up in glaciers could be gone by the end of the century. A new study published in the journal Frontiers of Earth Science says the resulting runoff could raise the Earth's oceans 3 inches or more. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, the study suggests fisheries and hydroelectric dams could also be impacted by the change.
Regina Hawk is professor of geophysics at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She and her colleague in Switzerland gathered data from some 200,000 glaciers from around the world. They then ran those numbers through 14 different computer models looking at different temperature and greenhouse gas scenarios. She says their findings refine and confirm the results of earlier studies.
We found that all glaciers in the world may lose between 25 and 48% of their current volume, depending on the emission scenarios, depending on how much greenhouse gases are going to be in the atmosphere.
Hawk says that the melting glaciers will raise the world's seas between 3 to 6 inches, with Alaska's glaciers contributing about a half inch to that rise. She says there's some 25,000 glaciers in the state. Further, Hawk says the impact on glacier melt extends beyond rising oceans.
As the glaciers disappear, there's a decrease in stream flow. So that will affect water availability for hydropower or any other users. It also affects the chemistry of the and temperature of the stream flow, and that can have effects on fisheries.
Hawk says that she and her colleagues didn't model the ice sheets of Greenland or Antarctica because ice sheet dynamics are different and other scientists are modeling them. But those models suggest melting ice sheets will also play a profound role in rising ocean levels. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.